talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a getaway Friday, Friday, February the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day, Friday the 13th. Getaway Friday 2026, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Matt Morgan in studio with me. Matt, tonight we'll be on 8 to 10. What's coming up 10 to 11 tonight?
10 to 11, we're going to be talking about, talk about politics. We're going to talk about football. The Super Bowl is over, so we'll go over that a bit. The free agency hasn't started yet, but after the Super Bowl, free agency kind of picks up, so we will discuss, you know, the free agents possibly a bit. That kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
That's tonight. Well, we're going to try this again. We went down and saw Gordon Gee yesterday, and this is from that interview. Let's see how the quality is. Did we get it fixed?
I just want to go through a couple of these things that people are talking about, and you can say what you want about them or not what you want about them. You were on WOSU in January, and the quote that everybody is talking about is, you were talking about Les Wexner, who's in the news, and you said, this is cancel culture going wild. If you believe that there is even some scintilla of an issue, sometimes people just want to go to DEFCON 2, that's silly. People got angry about this.
Yeah,
what do you make?
Well, I think that they didn't have a right to get angry. But they can get angry because that's so big. People take great pride in seeing people who have achieved great things or have great worth to see them fall. And, you know, I know Mr. Wexner very well. I was on his board. He was the chairman of my board here. Few people know him any better, and I can say unequivocally that I think that he is a man of great values and great integrity, and we need to let the process play out. I mean, why would we ever condemn someone because of the fact that they associated with someone else? And we don't know how long the association was or other things. So I do believe that we have this cancel culture, and I use it again. You know, people don't say the right thing, and all of a sudden they're a pariah. And people get bullied because of the fact that they don't think the way that some people think they ought to think. The First Amendment is the First Amendment. And it needs to be, we need to reacquaint ourselves as an American public with the First Amendment, which is all about free speech, about the ability to be able to think and do and say what we want to say, to be able to be held responsible, but not to be given, a characterization in which there is no need to do so. If facts came out that were damning, I think we all know that Jeffrey Epstein was a terrible person, but he knew a lot of people who probably had no idea about all the things he was doing. And I don't think it's fair to condemn everyone who even had a relationship with him just simply because of the fact that he was a terrible person.
And I don't want to get too deep into this because I know there are some legal issues here, but the documentary last year, Surviving Ohio State, came out, and that now is a part of Mr. Wexner's history that he will have to testify in regard to that. Did you watch the documentary?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. What do you just make of that whole story in general?
I think, again, it's one of those things that I look back on 30 years later, and obviously it's a terrible story, but it was something that if I would have been aware of it, I would have taken care of it. But obviously in a very complex university, you They're not aware of everything. There is no evidence whatsoever that my office knew anything about it. This one guy keeps saying that my name is mentioned 33 times in the Berkeley School. Yeah, probably it is, because I was president of the university. Your name is mentioned when you were president of the university. I mean, and so the fairness factor is very important. But I did not watch it. You know, I just don't talk about ideas that are being litigated right now.
But you did not know about it. And the other thing, and then we are going to get to education, because that is what I want to talk about here, just happened this week. And you know, maybe this is just wrong place, wrong time, but people wanted to interview you earlier this week. We're taping this on Thursday afternoon. Some people who do blogs, and I think a documentarian, came up to you in a hallway. I think you had come out of the restroom, and a professor here had an altercation with one of those
people. Well, yeah, you know, I didn't quite see all the altercation, but I do know that the bloggers were being extremely aggressive to the point that they were obnoxious. And I think that's not fair, you know what I mean? That people go, yeah, I mean, so I had been teaching a class for 3 hours. I was teaching that class. And so I came out, went to the bathroom, and when I came out, and I was courteous to them. I just talked about civility earlier. I think that the young guy, the young faculty member, they really got in his face, and he was in role playing the Good Samaritan. I'm not condemning anyone, but I am saying that I think that incivility should not be rewarded.
We're going to take a quick break here, come back with President Gee, and we're going to finish up the program right after this. We're going to talk education and maybe the future of journalism. That's something interesting.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Hey, we'll talk about that after this short, but you talked about it in the event that happened this week. What do you make?
Well, that's one version of it. Now let's try the other version, and you tell me which sounds better here. Well, maybe this will play. Kind of coming out of the tunnel here. Maybe it'll play. Oh, nothing ever works exactly as you want it to.
That's always nice.
Here we go. Well, I don't know. Those are the comments. What do you make of the comments?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that, I don't know. Comments, which comments? There were a lot.
Yes. What Gordon Gee had to say.
Well, yeah, I got that.
Anyone. Anyone you want.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that as far as the whole Wexner thing goes, I think that, you know, he basically took the stance that he's been taking, I guess, you know, so there's that. You know, basically just, just that, you know, kind of like the innocent until proven guilty stance, I suppose. But, I don't know. That's, you know, different, I guess. But no, what he said about the First Amendment, I could get behind that. That's agreeable. You know, that's always a positive thing to do. Yeah, and then, he also, you know, he said that he didn't know anything about the whole OSU thing, the Dr. Strauss incidents. So
you think it's probable?
That he didn't know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't. It's possible, yeah. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be.
What is that?
Some song.
That was weird. I don't even know what that was.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, there's a fair chance he didn't know about it, I guess, but, I mean, I don't know. Apparently everybody knew about it, so I don't know how it wouldn't get back up to him.
Well, maybe he knew, maybe he didn't know. Hard to say.
Yeah, hard to say.
I guess we'll find out as time goes along, but...
Well, as of now, you know, as the whole thing goes, innocent until, you know, innocent until proven guilty, I guess.
You know, you think these AI tools work, but they don't work great.
Well, it's because AI sucks right now. It's on the path though.
Well, it's not perfect. So now you want to talk about Bill Gates and the Epstein files?
Oh, yes. So we were talking about that previously, and I had mentioned an email between the two of them. But it was actually an email that Epstein had written to himself, I guess. It was like a draft email that was supposed to be sent to Bill that was never actually sent to Bill, I guess. But, no, this is a big, long email, but, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Well, I'll just read the thing. Dear Bill, I cannot believe that you have chosen to I cannot believe that you have chosen to disregard our friendship developed over the last 6 years. I am aware the accidents happen. It is how each of us has chosen to deal with this unfortunate event that has me dismayed beyond comprehension. You have decided to discharge me from my job, had Larry, your PR person, tell me that I engaged in morally inappropriate behavior and asked me to be the major actor in a cover-up so that you can maintain the reputation that you have worked so hard to achieve. Asked me to recommit to a confidentiality agreement and have categorically told me that we have not, or sorry, cannot have any direct ongoing business relationship. In total disregard for its impact on the public perception of my reputation, I will have to diligently avoid the truth, tell people that Bill will not invest with me, and craft an answer that suits your needs. But you did agree to send me... Wait. Sorry, it's like a... you did agree to send me not... Oh, that's weird. What? You did agree to send you a letter of recommendation. I don't know. That's why I was confused. You did agree to send you a letter of recommendation should a future employer ask for one. You have told me that Melinda insists on me not communicating with you unless Larry is copied or present, though you have consistently maintained that I could not have done a better job and that I was underpaid compared to my contribution. You then, beyond all sense of fairness and frankly decency, said that as generous compensation for keeping the Gates reputation intact, you would let me keep what we agreed I already owned, the investment pieces, and give me 2 years severance similar to Christine Turner, another casualty. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would have said, Boris, this is not your fault. I confessed to Melinda, you didn't. It was a moment of weakness, and I will do anything within my power to make it right for you. I have more money than anyone needs, and I assure you I will structure something so that you will not be penalized for my error. Lucky for me, I have enough money to provide you, though it will not heal the injury. It will make you secure in your future. In addition, I will bend over backwards to make sure your next career is rewarding and on an upswing. I appreciate the fact that...
I just want
to... Ooh.
Go ahead.
I appreciate the fact that this drastically alters your plans, and I am aware of the career path you gave up to join the Foundation. I am very sorry, but as I believe time heals all wounds, this will eventually pass. In that regard, I suggest I buy you a house that you had your heart set on, and in addition to a 5-year severance, we'll buy you out of the investment contract we had agreed, 30-40% of a $100 million partnership for $30 million in today's dollars. Terms and conditions to be agreed. That's what I would have done had I been in your shoes. What I did receive, however, was an unfriendly, strongly worded email telling me how employable I am and that I should not look to you for any significant financial help in the future. To add insult to injury, you then implore me to delete the emails regarding your STD, your request that I provide you antibiotics that you can surreptitiously give to Melinda, and the description of your private parts. You also made it clear to me that I am not to refer to, redacted, as that is another topic that must remain between the two of us. In return for all, I should continue to provide you the same level of service and dedication that I have done so diligently until you are ready to discard me and our friendship.
Well, that's kind of disgusting.
So, Bill Gates was chummy.
Yeah, but why didn't he just go to a doctor? I don't understand.
Because he wanted to give them to Melinda without Melinda's knowledge, it seems.
He couldn't do that with a doctor?
I mean, I think the doctor probably wouldn't give him a prescription for it.
But he had the STD. He couldn't have went and got the prescription for his and then given it to her in some way? How is he gonna...
I don't know.
I don't understand any of that. By the way, the Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual soup supper is tonight, Friday, February the 13th, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, serving 4 to 7 p.m. The cost is a donation, homemade chili, vegetable and chicken noodle soup, possibly potato soup, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, assorted desserts, punch and coffee. Bring your family and friends and enjoy the evening. Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual soup supper, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, tonight, 4 to 7 p.m. The cost is just a donation.
Sounds nice.
Yep. And the Women's Club, big dance-off coming up March the 7th. We don't know anybody in it except the police chief, but it's going to be big.
Yeah.
You know, good for them. So we were talking earlier. We never really got through it. So how do you patch things up with a friend? You just don't...
Well, I mean, I think if it's not that big of a thing, I think you just move on, honestly. You just say, well, and then move on down the road. I don't...
Move on down the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's over.
No, I'm saying, I think you're missing the premise here. I'm saying you want to patch things up.
Oh, well, I'm not saying you ditch him. I mean, just like...
Don't you remember when the whole thing happened a few months ago when I had the thing with the email... I didn't respond to somebody. No, it wasn't an email. It was a message.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, you said I was wrong in that matter, and I think that's wrong.
Okay. Well, I mean, sure.
Because the situation was somebody had sent me a message, and I did not respond. Not for any negatory reasons. It just did not need a response. There was no response needed because I knew the response would only bring a fight. So I just... Forget it. I'm not going to respond. And when I finally did respond, there was some kind of fight, which I had predicted beforehand.
Well, I mean, you know, you kind of left him on red for like a month.
So,
yeah, okay.
But it prolonged the fight.
Well, I mean, you left him on red for a month.
Because I knew there would be a fight.
Why didn't you? You could have just like evaded the question.
There was no way.
Said, like, you know, we've discussed this before, and I don't see a way this ends positively.
what does that mean?
You could do things like that.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
That's what the answer would have been.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, there'd be a problem had I given you... Look, like I said, you had discussed it before. It sounds to me like, that's what I...
But I don't
like
think you know what you did.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
If people want to pick a fight, they're going to pick the fight, no matter how you answer.
I would just move on.
Well, that's your opinion.
You could just say, okay, and then not respond again. I do that a lot sometimes. Well, I don't know about a lot, but I've definitely done that. Just say, okay, and then
you know, I think
stop.
It's okay, because I believe this person is angry with me right now anyway.
Well.
There's another one. Chalk him up on the list.
You can message him.
No, because you know what? I have nothing to say, to be honest with you.
Well, if you want to patch things up with them.
No, I don't know that there's anger. I don't believe there
is. Well, I'm talking about whatever person you said that you were trying to patch things up with.
Oh, well, I don't really think there's a way to do that, unless I admit that I don't think there is, honestly. I think it would come off disingenuous if I said that I didn't mean what I said. So that would be disingenuous. And then I say, well, I'm sorry I said it. Nah, I'm not sorry
no,
I said
I
it.
I think you should just, like, you could just, like, say, how's it going? You know.
Oh, I'll see them again.
No, I mean, like, you could message them, be like, how's it going? You just have a conversation.
Oh, this isn't somebody
them.
I message.
Oh. Well, when you see him, you could just say,
when I see,
how's it going?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, see,
I'm just not going to bring it up. And I think
that's how I would handle it. I just wouldn't mention it.
But when I didn't bring it up, you said that was the wrong way to handle it.
Well, they brought it up.
Yeah, but they always bring things up like that.
Well,
I don't understand that. You know, whatever.
If somebody else brings it up, that's different, I guess. They already brought it up.
You know what the problem is? I think some things are always about certain people. Now, they might make them about you for a moment, but it's really more of a reflection of them.
You could always just ask them, like, why do you care? Why does it matter?
You never get a real answer on that.
Well, I mean, obviously, whatever thought you gave them bothered them. I think you should be like, why do you care? Why does it bother you?
I don't even know if it does anymore.
Then why?
I haven't heard from them for a long time.
Then why are they bringing it up?
I don't know.
Well, this sounds like it bothers them.
Maybe.
If it didn't bother you, you wouldn't think about it. If you didn't think about it, you would have forgot about it by now.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they're... Maybe they got something going on in their life. Maybe their life's in shambles. I don't know.
Maybe their life's in shambles.
Their life could be in shambles, and I don't want to dump in and see that their life's in shambles.
Why not?
Because it's messy.
Well, that, yes, that's what shambles would be.
Right. I can't fix somebody's life if it's in shambles.
Well, I didn't say fix it. What am I going to do to fix your life? That's a lot of work.
You know, a lot of people propose tomorrow.
Bad day.
Yep, a lot of people will do that tomorrow.
Bad day to do it.
Get on to another wedding.
Terrible.
I don't know why people do that.
I don't know, because it's the love holiday.
Yeah, but why does that... Whatever. Do what you want, I guess. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think people should propose strictly on Friday the 13th.
Well, Friday the 13th doesn't always happen before Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, like, strictly Friday the 13th in general.
Usually you only get two of those a year.
Well, okay, you got 2 days a year. Pick one.
Okay.
I think that's fine. I think that's more accurate.
No, but the point is, it's not what you want. I'm saying there will be a lot of proposals tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that will be the way it is.
I agree.
So, this is good or bad?
Bad.
I don't know. Who knows?
Look, all the 1 in 2 divorce rates going up, okay?
I'll have faith until I see something as terrible.
Okay.
Time. Time will tell.
I guess, yeah.
So we'll see how it all shakes out in the end.
I think it'll be interesting to see the divorce rate continue to go up.
Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Well, I hope it doesn't. I hope we go down to like a, you know, I mean, we're at like 50-50 right now, so I guess, you know, first step is 49-51, but we're getting there. Maybe, hopefully.
Well, I think there are less marriages. I think people have caught on that they don't need to be married.
Well, there are a lot of divorces. At that rate, why'd you get married?
Yeah, but do you think as many people are married now as used to be? I don't think there are.
I know a lot of married people. I don't know.
People used to have to get married. It was like a thing.
People still feel like they have to get married.
I don't think so. I know a lot of people who aren't married.
Well, I know a lot of people who aren't married, too, but like...
That didn't used to be the case. It was like a disease if you weren't married.
Well, I mean, you gotta be not married to be married.
I'm trying to think of some people who I thought who were, well, there's a lot of people who I thought were mismatched. You know, I knew going in that it was not going to work, but I thought, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen that.
Then you just wait for it to crumble. I mean, you don't want it to crumble, but you know it's going to, so you just see how much time it's going to take.
Taking over-under bets?
You know, I heard yesterday, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, that the first 2 years of a relationship are the honeymoon. It's 2 years. People think it's like months. It's 2 years.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a long time.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
That's a lot of days.
Yeah, I think that would take... You know, I just look at people, and I think, boy, what a mess that is. But they'll never tell you it's a mess because then they have to admit that they were wrong.
I mean,
that's why I like that sports star apologized.
Who?
Whoever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I thought that was good that he apologized for having an affair to the media in front of everybody.
I think he should have just done it to his girlfriend or wife.
Well, I'm sure he did.
Well, I don't know that I would have done it to the media.
Well, I think he's saying he's sorry in front of everybody.
Well, I don't think everybody needs to know.
I think that helps you with your girlfriend. I think that It's a gesture.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do.
Good on ya, I guess. I don't know.
But you're not good with people.
Isn't he an Olympian?
I don't know. Might be.
I think I'm all right with people.
You're not good with people. You're like the people say, you're argumentative.
People just like the small talk. I'm not a big fan of the small talk.
No, but I don't think you read people well.
Okay.
I don't think you get what people are asking or wanting or... I think you know what you want.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think you have any idea what they're looking for.
I'm me.
Right. But you got to read the room.
No.
See, there you go.
Well, I don't...
So you agree with me then?
Mate, no.
Well, you don't know what people want. You just said no.
Oh, well, yeah. How am I supposed to know what you want?
You know. I know.
Well, I know. I mean, there are times I know what people want. I mean, sometimes people are just bad at hiding it. People got reads. Or tells, I suppose.
Uh-huh. So when do you think you've ever picked up on what somebody wanted?
Well, I mean, I can't think of a, like, specific instance, I suppose, but it certainly happened.
Well... What do you think the end result of this whole Gordon Gee thing is going to be? You know, they're probably going to sue the cameraman. No, they're probably going to sue the professor. The cameraman will sue the professor.
Why?
Well, because he feels he was assaulted.
I don't think that's... I think they should just calm down.
Well, it's not what you think. It's going to happen. So... Where do you think that's going to go?
It might happen.
No, I'm pretty sure. They've already threatened a lawsuit.
Yeah, but a threat's not an action.
Okay, let's pretend, for the sake of this conversation,
okay,
that there's going to be a lawsuit. It's going to happen. See, you don't read people well. You're not getting what I'm asking you.
No, I mean, I understood.
No, I don't think you are.
But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that there has not been a lawsuit yet.
I didn't say there was a lawsuit.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't think I did.
All right, well, then I guess I misheard.
I think you did.
Okay.
Still haven't got the answer here.
Well, I mean, good on. I mean, if he feels like he was assaulted and he feels like he deserves to sue the man, then, you know, that's what...
Well, he probably was assaulted.
Okay, then
now,
sue
the question. Well, no, that's... I'm not saying should he sue him. I'm saying what do you think will happen? And I'm guessing...
Well, I think that the full video is going to come out. Obviously, they have a full video of the entire interaction.
Well, and that's what's going to be the story. Was he provoked?
So, yeah, I think that it's going to be, you know, whatever. I mean, the video is the evidence. I mean, that's going to tell the story.
This is kind of an anger management issue.
For the...
The professor.
Well, I mean, maybe he just had a long day, you know? Long day of teaching kids.
Yeah, but you don't put your hands on people.
Well, I didn't say you did.
If anybody's got any thoughts, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. It's always interesting to hear from the listening audience. So, that was news. We had David Pepper on the show yesterday.
What would happen if you just, like, followed the camera?
Followed the camera?
Yep.
What do you mean?
Like, you know... Like, the camera was, like, following them down the hallway. What if they turned around and started following the cameras down the hallway? Well, obviously, the cameraman's going to back up. Otherwise, you're going to walk into the cameraman.
This will do what?
I don't know. Just... You're not being followed anymore. Now you're doing the following.
I don't know that they would back up. I think you'd create an altercation.
I'm going to run into the cameraman.
Probably. It should be like walking towards somebody else who's walking towards you. You'd run into them.
I mean, okay. Well, somebody's got to move. It's a game of chicken, I guess. And he's got a camera on his shoulder.
So that's your answer to this?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I didn't see the video. Still haven't seen the video. But, I mean, you don't punch people, I guess. But I also, you know, I also don't think you should be harassing people.
Well... I don't know. Heidi Ratliff trial postponed until April.
I think I'm interested to see what happens there.
Do you think it'll ever go to trial?
I don't know. I don't see why it would at this point. I mean, the case it's based off of is, I mean, it's over.
What evidence could you have at this point that you have not shown?
I think it probably all would have come out during the original trial.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. maybe the game plan is just to hope that, I don't know, eyes come off of it or something. I couldn't tell you. Or maybe they're just postponing the civil suit.
Well, maybe.
But, I mean, I, like I said, I don't see a reason why it needs to continue.
You think there's any chance they can win?
Who?
The prosecution?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, it's just how the court system works. I mean, yeah, you could get somebody in there who's convincing enough, I'm sure. But I don't know that it's likely. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, all the evidence that I'm sure they would have had would have come out during the original trial, and it did not take long for them to acquit him.
I don't know. It's just a messy, messy situation.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on these people?
The Ratliffs?
Yeah. Well, the Ratliffs and Grogan and the whole spiel, who's involved here.
Well, I've never met Grogan, so, I mean, you know, from what I know about him, I guess, he seems like a, you know, I don't know, like a, in person, he's probably a nice fellow, but I, you know, otherwise, I guess I don't know. I don't know people behind closed doors. But, I mean, we've talked to Ayers multiple times, you know, at the city council and whatnot. I think Ayers is, you know, Ayers is a nice fellow. I like Ayers. Smart guy. Same thing with Heidi. I talk to her when I see her out and about. Nice woman.
Well, I don't know.
Not nice people, I guess. Okay.
No, I just don't know about the whole thing.
That's interesting.
The whole thing is just kind of messy. It's just a messy situation, and, you know, if people can recover, good, but it seems awful unlikely to me. I don't know how.
Well, I don't really know that you do. I mean, it's going to be there forever. There are always going to be people who, you know, think you did it. And as far as Grogan goes, I mean, there are always going to be people who think that he just, you know, failed, or that this was wrongful persecution, or, you know, something along those lines.
Now, if you thought he was right in the beginning, and the not guilty verdict comes back, on all counts, in 3 hours, do you think you change your mind?
I mean, you would think, but I, you know, it would seem that a lot of people on the social media did not.
See, that's where I have a problem. I cannot. Now, I can still be your friend, but I don't know that I can support something that, I don't know. It's just very hard to support something that you're not giving any reasoning for.
What?
Well, like, I mean, don't we know there was no DNA?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so how do you just brush that to the side? If I believe that you were right, and I come to find out that you lost the trial, and that you never had any DNA, now how do I coalesce that? Now, I can still be your friend, but how can I say that you did the right thing there?
Well, I mean, you can always you can rationalize anything. I mean, they'll probably say something along the lines of, like, you know, I'm sure that he thought he had DNA evidence, and, you know, that
he
kind of...
He thought he had it.
Well, I mean, like, he said in that big, long statement that pretty much said it was a slam-dunk case that they had evidence they sent to BCI, and it came back inconclusive.
It's a shame he doesn't speak. It's unfortunate.
I agree. I really do.
I think he's made a terrible mistake there, but, you know, he believes he's right, and, I don't know.
You know, it's rough.
It must not be very happening in that office right now. I would think it's not a great time.
Well, I mean, it's probably a stressful time right now.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's unfortunate. Because if you like the person, and you know, he could be likable, does that give you a pass on everything? I'm still curious on why he's absent from everything.
Well, I...
Because he wasn't absent from everything for the longest time.
Well, I would think it... I don't know. Maybe there's just questions he doesn't want to answer. Maybe he thinks that people dislike him now for some reason. I don't know. I mean... I don't think that there's no reason. I mean, he was a, to my understanding at least, a pretty public guy. I mean,
we used to see him a lot.
We saw him at city council a couple of times. We saw him at the solar the solar plant hearing thing. He was out and about.
When's the last time you saw him? You used to see him at the pancake breakfast.
The last time I think we saw him would have been the. Pleasant Solar Township thing. Yep. But it's been a minute.
You know who's a good guy? Now, see, this is the thing. Now, I'm not saying his opinions are all right or whatever, but Gordon Gee is a nice man.
Oh, yeah, I like Gordon Gee.
I mean, he came in the room yesterday, and it was just, you know, I had not seen him in quite a while because he's been down in West Virginia. And it was just like picking up right where you left off.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, I'd agree, yeah. I mean,
and he is one of the most... For being a public person, he is one of the most candid people.
I like that in a person. That's a good trait.
And this goes back to my what is a journalist, what is not a journalist. I mean, he answered every question I asked him yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, why doesn't he answer what other people ask him?
Well, they ambushed him in the hallway.
Right. Which, again, so is that good journalism?
Well, like I said earlier, I think if you want answers, I mean, I don't think that ambushing somebody in the hallway, I mean, even if you get answers, the answer you get is probably not going to be as good as it would have been had you have just... I mean, you're a little more defensive if somebody ambushes you in a hallway than if they, like, hey, you can we sit down and, you know, have a... Like, it's a whole different kind of thing.
Well, see, and again, are you creating drama for drama's sake? That's the point. If every interview you do is like that, are you even asking to sit down with these people? Or is that the whole point? To catch them off guard?
Well, I would hope that they were asking for it. I mean, that's, you know, I think that's the optimal way to do it.
I just don't understand. Because to me, you're not really trying to get information then.
I don't know. I mean, they might be trying to get information, but I just don't think that it's a very effective way to get information.
It's a peculiar thing to me.
Well, I mean, what documentary are they making? He's a doctor. Well, the one dude with the camera. He was the one.
I don't know why would Gordon Gee not talk about. He talked about student loan debt with me.
Yeah.
So why would he not have that conversation with somebody?
Is that what the conversation was?
That's my understanding of what he wanted.
Student loan debt.
Yeah. Apparently, the one guy was there about Wes Wexner, and the one guy was there about student loan debt. But the guy about student loan debt, he never even got the question off.
Oh, well, they should have asked the other question first. I don't know. I think they got the questions backwards. I think he probably would have answered the question about the... Well, apparently he talked to him for a minute, according to, well, himself.
You know, where is this video? That's what we need to see. We need to see the video. I don't understand why... I don't know.
Well, I don't think, well, you know, I still don't think that the, you know, obviously the professor shouldn't have, you know, assaulted the man, or whatever you want to call it, I guess.
Well, there seems to be a lot of footage here. Let's see here. There it is. Tackling cameraman. So, we'll see what happens here. Maybe we'll see. Boy, boy, I'll tell you, if things would just load up fast, we'd be in a whole lot better shape here.
Oh, yeah. It's struggling. You do have, like, a billion tabs open.
I would like to see the whole video, though.
I would also like to see the whole video.
I think there's something to that. I think there's... Oh, is this it? Well, I don't even see the video now. Gee whiz. Well, he's on leave. I don't know. How odd.
Whoa!
Oh!
I told you not to put that in my face.
I didn't.
Dude, you can't do
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. No, dude. I'm not going to ask you again.
What
don't touch me.
That?
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Who the
you
fuck
are you?
You shoved that camera into my face.
He did kind of shove the camera in the man's face.
Did he?
I will have to back the man up on that
one.
I'm
going to have to watch that again. Golly. See, I don't know. Was it in his face?
That thing was like a... looked like it to me, but maybe it's just the angle.
I don't think it was in his face. Doesn't look that way to me. Looks like he was backing up.
He went forward and then backed up.
Yeah, but you don't hit somebody. He was punching.
No, I'm not saying you hit the guy, but I think the man was.
Good Lord.
He got closer than he should have, probably. you shouldn't go hitting people. That's never a good way to go about it.
No, I don't understand that. Very strange. Well, maybe he was. I don't know. People are odd, I guess.
Yes, people are odd, I guess.
I guess you just have to chalk that up to strange behavior. I don't get it. I don't think you should have hit the guy, though.
I'd agree. Shouldn't have hit the guy.
So the guy will probably get sued now.
Well.
Lose his job and all those sorts of things.
He'll have that, I guess.
Well, you can't hit people like that.
I agree, yes. No, you can't hit people like that.
See, people have hair triggers now. They just want to fight.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I want to see the whole video.
Well, what could he have done?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know, but, you know, he wasn't angry off the get-go.
I bet that guy's fun in a bar. Jeez.
Just don't make him upset, and he'll be all right.
It didn't look like it took much.
Well, how much video was there?
Just wave a camera out there and he'll go crazy.
How much footage was there?
I don't know, but I'd like to see the Gordon Gieff. That whole thing's got lost in the whole
bit. I
want to
see the entire footage. I want to see all of it.
Lord. People are just not screwed on correctly anymore. That's the problem. People just are not exactly screwed on as tight as they need to be.
Sure. Yeah, I'd agree.
Why lash out at a cameraman like that? And apparently Rocky Ratliff is the attorney for the cameraman.
That's funny.
So there you go.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that might be a slam dunk case.
Maybe.
You don't think?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, based on that little bit, probably. I mean, you know, he definitely did punch the guy. I think he kicked him while he was down, too. Like, it's a whole thing, you know.
That's what adrenaline will do for you. When you go crazy, you lose it. So do you think Gordon Gee's comments are going to go over well?
Probably not. I mean, he defended Les Wexner once again, and he got beat over the head the first time for that. So I don't see it ending any differently the second time.
Well, what about this camera thing?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, he didn't say it was anybody's fault.
He called him obnoxious, though.
Yeah, and aggressive.
So you gotta say there's something there.
Well, yeah. But, you know, he said that, I can't think of the word he used, but he basically said that he didn't endorse either either of the parties, nor the cameraman, nor the professor.
Well,
he did say, though, that he thought the professor was being, he thought that in the professor's mind, the professor was being a good Samaritan.
He did say that. So is that going to get Gee in trouble?
I wouldn't think so. It might. I mean, you know, I mean, the man's about to get tied up in a lawsuit.
Apparently a few of them. He's got the OSU scandal because he was president for a period
of
that.
Oh, Gordon Gee? Oh, I don't know if Gordon Gee is going to get tied up in that lawsuit.
I bet he'll be deposed.
Yeah, he'll probably be deposed, but
he's already said I didn't know anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you see, well, I didn't see the whole altercation.
So he's kind of just giving his opinion, which I don't think is a bad thing. We'll be back on tonight, 8 to 10. We'll discuss this more. Hopefully we'll have a clean copy of the quote. The interview will air someday next week.
Exciting.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
I think so.
And you tonight are having what at 10 o'clock?
We're going to talk about football, the Super Bowl. So, you know, football and politics.
That sounds like fun.
It's the
You're not going to talk about the Gordon Gee thing.
Well, we'll talk about it, I guess, but I don't, you know. I don't know what much there. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, I think that maybe they should just calm down.
Who, everybody?
Yeah.
All right, well, everybody calm down today for Friday the 13th, and we'll be back tonight starting at 8:15. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of the Jefferson.